Hello, everybody. In today's Na'af Delu, we're discussing Tehillim chapter 139. This chapter is 24 psukim in it. Let's begin. In this perek, David relates how Hashem has complete knowledge of every single thing on earth, including your location at all times, your thoughts, when you lay down and get up, and every word you speak. Obviously, such knowledge is way beyond human comprehension. Hashem's presence is to be found everywhere. Whether you're in heaven or hell, God can be found. David goes on to thank Hashem for all the goodness he's done for mankind. God knew how man was to be created even prior to being formed. It's worthy to mention over here the Gemara in Baba Basra 14b brings on these words about God knowing man before he was formed were said about Adam HaRishon, the first man who understood deeply well how God knew what man would look like before man was even created. Moving on, David winds down his tefillah by asking Hashem to remove all of people and things which disturb his peace of mind. All wicked and evil should be eradicated from earth. Despite David's many enemies and detractors, his heart is still shalom, at peace with God. Now for the highlight pasuk. In verse 8, it says an amazing pasuk. Im esek shamayim shamata v'itza'o sha'ol hinecha. If I ascend to heaven, you are there. If I descend to hell, you are there too. Rabbi Nachman explains in Likutei Maharan Lesson 6, based on this pasuk, every person needs to have two expertise in running and returning, ascending and descending. You need to know the highest levels in heaven to know whatever level you've reached. Don't stop there. There's so much further you can go. But at the same time, you need to know the lowest levels of hell. To know no matter where you are in life, you can come close to God. To find Hashem even in the most deepest and darkest of places, precisely where you think there's no Hashem, there is Hashem. As David says, Im esek shamayim shamata, if I reach the heavens, you're there. V'itza'o sha'o hinecha, but if I reach the pit of hell, Hashem, you are also there. This is similar to the ups and downs of a heartbeat. When your heart just flatlines, it shows there's no life. But when it's pumping up and down, ascending and descending, it shows there's still life and vitality. How much do we need to strengthen ourselves in each one of these areas to soar higher and go way beyond what we thought possible, to go level by level, each step at a time, coming close to Hashem, but at the same time, being able to strengthen ourselves for battle, to stay strong no matter what happens to us, to hold on to whatever little bit we can, to find God even in the lowest of places. Let us merit to be an expert in running and returning, bringing God into all aspects of our lives to never give up and stay in the game. Stay tuned for our next episode of Na'af Daily. We'll be moving on to Tehillim Perek 140. That's only 10 prakim left and we're done with Tehillim. Thank you for listening and have a wonderful day.